Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.
Are you a traveler who craves authentic, unique, and personalized food experiences and values a sense of community? Are you tired of reading dozens of online food reviews just to find the perfect meal? Welcome to Travel Meet Eat, the world's first friend-finding app for travel foodies. Match with like-minded travel foodies based on your location, interests, and unique tastes. Connect and build enduring travel foodie friendships worldwide. Share authentic culinary experiences with other travel foodies at your next travel destination and dine as the locals do. Sign up for free today and break bread together.
In another of our long-form interviews, tonight Bridget Leslie speaks with the developer of a foodie tourism app, Rahul Anand Singh, on why and how he combined his love of travel and good food with the opportunity to gain authentic local advice and also meet new friends in foreign places.
We're speaking with Rahul Anand Singh today, from founder of the Travel Meet Eat app. It really is fabulous. I actually signed up to it, and this is 3 months ago now. And I thought you're the perfect person to kick off the segment with, because it's such a different idea.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Food tourism right now is one of the trending segments within hospitality and tourism globally. More and more travelers identify themselves as being foodies, and food experiences is now one of the top attractions and decisions when planning a trip. So it's all about food.
Yes, indeed. And I was looking around, just searching for apps of a similar nature. There really isn't that much around.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think therein lies the initial pain point that I discovered during my own travels. You know, as the saying goes, you know, all great ideas are born out of solving a problem. And for me, I lived and experienced that problem during my travels. So, you know, so when I would visit, let's say I would visit North America, where I would have friends or family, that was an easy trip to make, because my friends and family who were there, they gave me the recommendations. They told me where to go, where not to go, etc. But when I made my last trip to Europe, I was at a complete loss. You know, I was depending on the Uber driver or the Airbnb host or the hotel concierge to give those recommendations. And then even when I had the recommendations in hand, there was a bit of trepidation, because there were language barriers. So, you know, you're sort of afraid to explore. And then they tend to send you to the tourist traps, because the tourist traps is traditionally where it's safer to go, and they already have pre-existing relationships with those venues. So if you're searching for really authentic experiences, the best way to achieve that is by connecting directly with locals, you know. So what I'm trying to do in this travel space is really now to disrupt the online review landscape, because who wants to comb through dozens upon dozens of reviews online just to find that perfect meal? You know, I'd much rather, if I'm visiting Australia, Bridget, I'd much rather get in touch with you and say, hey, Bridget,
yes,
where should we go? You know, So I find the authenticity in connecting directly with locals certainly augments that travel experience.
Tell me about the design specifications that surrounded this particular app.
Yeah, so working backwards, Bridget, I think any good app design starts with solving a problem. You know, so we look for the pain points that our members would experience. So our members are travelers, they're food tourists. And and then I use myself as that initial guinea pig. So the pain point that I just described to you was the pain point that I thought that a lot of other travel foodies would experience, because more and more millennials especially are craving authentic experiences. So No one wants to go to McDonald's in Paris, right? You want to experience, you know, crepe on the sidewalk, you know, you want to experience just real authentic cuisine. And to achieve that, you need to be in direct contact with locals. So in terms of the feature sets of the app, we designed a product that would facilitate that online connection, that would provide a platform, a safe community for travelers to get to know each other, for travelers to meet locals, to meet other travelers. And you're connecting based on your shared unique interests and tastes. So one of our core features is our matching feature. So members can build a travel foodie persona, so to speak, based on their travel, social, and food preferences. And our algorithm matches you with like-minded locals and travelers in those destinations. So what that does is it serves as an icebreaker. It gives you a little nudge saying, hey, you know, this might be someone that you'll be interested in meeting and getting to know a little better. And then within the safe confines of the platform, you now have that opportunity to share recipes, share photos and videos, get to know that person a little better, so that when you finally arrive in that destination, you have a veritable friend on the ground.
It's a combination of Meetup and Tinder without the dating concept in there.
minus the romantic aspect. So
minus the romantic aspect. Well, of course, it's up to people, right? If they want to include that in.
So the focus is definitely on platonic engagements, and we're very conscious about our solo travelers, especially our female travelers. Built into our product features are those safety mechanisms to safeguard travelers, giving travelers the ability to connect with people that they feel comfortable with, in the sense that they know who this person is, giving them the tools to engage them privately or in the open on our cutting board, which is the equivalent of our social feed, and then giving them as well direct access to us. So if there is an issue that they need to escalate, that it can escalate directly to us.
That's brilliant. You've also won some recognition for the award. Take us through that really briefly.
Yeah, awesome. You know, every entrepreneur's journey, it's littered with challenges along the way, but what puts a smile on our faces as well is all the little bells and whistles that come along with it. And 2 years ago, Travel Meet Eat was fortunate enough to be one of only 10 startups selected from the region, and the region being the Americas, so North, Central, South America, and the Caribbean. We were one of only 10 startups selected by the United Nations World Tourism Organization, the UNWTO, which is the world's governing body for tourism. And they flew us all the way to Buenos Aires, Argentina, and we had a fabulous opportunity to present our concept at one of their tech forums. So needless to say, the exposure that brought with it, but more importantly for me as an entrepreneur, being the only startup from the Caribbean, it served to validate our concept at the highest stage in tourism. And the UNWTO continues to support us by exposing us to various accelerator programs, networking and mentoring opportunities as well, and promoting us. So very soon we'll be listed on their website as well as one of their preferred startups. So, you know, that has been a tremendous accolade for us because we're coming from the Caribbean. You know, it's not too many Caribbean startups reach that global scene. We tend to associate mobile and tech with Silicon Valley out in California, not with Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean.
Yeah, but you know, hidden treasures in hidden places, and in this case, islands for sure. No doubt any design process has its problems, and certainly in the space of a startup, those are escalated, aren't they? Because you don't have ready capital like you need. There's not a call of people around you to help you with the design like you'd like it to be done, and in a way that's probably as fast as you'd like it. What did you experience in your design stages and even now in development of the app post design?
Yeah, very good question, Bridget. So I'll give you a bit of historical context. My educational and professional background is in tourism and hospitality. I spent 7 years in the restaurant and hotel industry in Florida, And subsequently, when I returned to Trinidad and Tobago, I became an entrepreneur. So I've been a serial entrepreneur for the past 17 years. But mobile technology is new to me. I was in virgin territory myself. And because it was new to me, I made a lot of mistakes in the beginning. So in 2017, I participated on a local TV show called Planting Seeds, which is the equivalent of a Shark Tank. And I had an opportunity to present the concept there. And coming out of that show, I won an opportunity to attend Tech Beach Forum in Jamaica, in Montego Bay, Jamaica. And one of the biggest takeaways from Montego Bay was that investors are not interested in building your product and investing to build your product. They're interested in helping you scale. And for me as an entrepreneur, it posed a catch-22 predicament. Well, how do I build my product if I'm not capitalized? And their pushback was, well, you're the entrepreneur, you figure it out. So I took that to heart, internalized it, and when I came back home, I shifted my focus. So I pivoted away from looking for investors, and I began instead to look for talent. So without cash, how do you recruit a team? Well, I decided, okay, owning 100% of nothing is still zero, right? So I divided the pie and I started allocating shares to attract talent. And over the past few years, we've been able to do just that. Attracted a user experience and user interface designer, several software developers, both React Native and full stack. And we continue to grow in that regard as well. And with that team now in hand, we were able to put out a really strong MVP, what they refer to as a minimum viable product. So our app is attractive, it's functional, it's robust, built in-house, but it's still very much a minimum viable product. And by that I mean, it doesn't yet contain all the bells and whistles that still reside in my head, you know. So any entrepreneur going into a project, you know, you have this big vision, this big dream. And my dream was simply to connect the world through a shared love of food, you know, to help break down the barriers, you know. In the late 80s, 90s, you know, Reagan was behind Gorbachev to tear down that wall, you know. And now in fast forward to 2020, we're witnessing the erection of walls in Trump land. And for me, we seem to be taking steps backwards. And food for me is a unifier. I think it helps us to discover, to learn about other cultures, histories, when you have an opportunity to break bread with them. That really serves as the catalyst to engender positive relationship building. So yeah, so that said, you know, we, even though we have a very strong product out, we're still iterating, tweaking, we continue to innovate. And we're still recruiting. So, you know, so we have positions available for developers, both React Native and full stack. We're still looking for product marketers and product designers. So as we continue to grow, we'll continue to add talent to the team and hopefully, you know, I'll reach where I envisioned us to be.
And it's so easy. I'm on that app as well. So go ahead and download it, and it's as easy as filling out your profile, and then you meet all these fabulous people who put all these great recipes up and connect with you. I mean, I had some random person connect with me on recipes, so there you go. You know, it's a nice little world to be connected in. And just a question that Denise asked earlier, how are you traveling and meeting in a space right now when all of the borders are closed? So talk to us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we continue to be guided by the health and safety guidelines being published by the World Health Organization as well as the United Nations World Tourism Organization. And most DMOs, destination marketing organizations, most tourism bodies are also guided by those governing world bodies. And the message has been fairly, I think, fairly stable across the board, meaning, you know, we're staying home today so that we can travel tomorrow. There's also a big push as well to restart tourism, but in a very sustainable and safe manner. The entire world is now learning as it goes, you know, so there is no playbook for this right now. Where Travel Meets Eat is concerned, though, it has provided us with an opportunity to engage our members, to solicit their feedback, to continue to iterate and tweak, allowing our members to take the time to build that relationship via the platform, share your photos and videos, share the recipes, get to know each other, so that when the borders do reopen and it is safe again to travel, that you can start making your plans to break bread in the real world. But until then, it's a safe, convenient, and fun way as well to meet people from across the world. And it's a very niche community. So a lot of people ask me, well, hey, you know, there are a lot of social networks around, and each has its own niche and each serves its own market, you know. So we're carving out a very small slice of the pie in terms of going after food tourists. So food enthusiasts, people who enjoy traveling. Traveling, when we think about travel, it doesn't necessarily mean jumping on a jet plane to go to a foreign land, you know. Just here locally in Trinidad and Tobago, you know, our Ministry of Tourism is promoting staycations, you know. So discover your own backyard. Go to a town within your own country and see a part of your own country that you haven't seen before.
And thanks for a great chat.
Raoul Anansing of Travel Mate 8 was speaking with Bridget Leslie.